Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Dalid in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It is the 677th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to get involved with quite a bit of astronomy that relates to the Kiddush HaChodesh, when the Edom see the moon, or when they claim to see the moon. Depending, we learned in yesterday's daf on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, depending where they had alleged they saw the moon, will determine whether they're telling the truth or whether they're not. And our Gemara, with a lot of Rashi's help, will explain the description of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah speaks about before the sun or after the sun, to the north or to the south. We will also then describe how Bezin is Mekadesh to Chodesh with the Mishnah's description on Chav Dalid Amud Aleph. The Gemara will also discuss what happens if Bezin does not have enough time to sanctify the moon when the Edom came late in the day. Which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh? Finally, we'll have a Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Dalid Amud Aleph that Rabbi Gamliel had actual drawings where he showed the moon and asked them if they saw it like this or they saw it like that to tease out whether the Edom were telling the truth or not. Then the Gemara will begin to discuss different shapes and things, and not only that, the shapes of human faces and other things, of what's permissible for a person to have in his house in terms of shapes and paintings, and ultimately the Gemara will discuss shailas of Avodah Zarah as well. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin on the top of Chav Dalid Amud Aleph. Kam hoye gavoa ula'on hayenota. They used to ask the Edom, we learned in the Mishnah Bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, how large was the moon, and in what direction was it pointed, v'chule. Tana Chada, we also learned in the Mishnah, Litzfona, that if the Edom claim that the moon is toward the north, Dvariv Kayamin, then we accept what he's saying. Now this word, to the north, of course, is quite vague. North to what? So the Gemara will explain in a moment. Lidroma, but if he says to the south, Lo Amar Klum, then the witness is not accepted. Vatanya, but the Gemara says in the Tosefta we have the exact opposite. That's what we learned in one Tanaitic teaching. Our Mishnah, by the way, did not spell out. Our Mishnah just said we ask him whether it's to the north or to the south. The end of yesterday's daf discussed that if they say that it's before the sun, then it'll be problematic. But north and south, we didn't learn. So one Brisa says, if he says north, it's acceptable. Vatanya. Question mark. Answer is the Gemara, lo kasha. There's no question. Kan bi mos hachama, kan bi mos haksham. Depends on whether the claim to the north or to the south was made during the summertime or the wintertime. Now we will go slowly, Be'ezer Hashem, to describe what our Gemara is bringing out over here. Rashi has a beautiful explanation, Dibur HaMaskil Kan, although the most critical part of Rashi, he only says towards the end. Rashi points out that the new moon always appears in the southwestern corner of the sky. That's where the new moon always appears. Now, whether the moon appears that it's further north or further south, is actually a statement which is relative to where the sun sets. On the long summer months, so then the sun sets in the northern part of the western hemisphere. When the day is of equal length, during the months of Tishrei and Nisan, there it's in the middle of the west. However, in the winter months, so there the sun does not have as much time to travel, and there it does not set on the northwestern side, but rather sets on the southwestern side. Therefore, Rashi explains, seven lines before Dibur HaMaskil Avil, in the winter months, where the sun does not get very far into the west, then the sun, compared to where compared to where the sun had set it that day, would be further north if it's a winter day. Remember we said that during the winter, the sun sets on the southwestern corner. And the moon is always in the middle of the southwest. So the moon will actually be further north than where the sun had set. However, when it comes to the summer months, where the sun goes further to the west, it passes the southwest and goes to the northwest, so then the moon will be south of where the sun had set it. So that's the answer to the stira. If they say they saw the moon, litzvona, litzvona means further north than the sun, so then in such a case, during the winter months, that would be acceptable. If they say they saw it in the southern southern vantage point when compared to the sun, then in the winter months, that would be acceptable. Let's continue on in the Gemara, six lines. In Tanur Rabban, Echad Omer Gevoa. If someone says that the moon was very high up, Shnei Mardos, like two plowshares, that was used as a measuring stick. In other words, when he looked at it from the horizon, from his perspective, it looked like the size of two plowshares. Echad Omer, and one said, Shlosha Mardos, Edusan Kayemes. Then that's acceptable because when measuring the distance from what appears in the horizon, that is not a significant difference. Echad Omer Gilov, Echad Omer Hey, Edusan Betelo. Already then, Chazal felt that it was too much of a gap. Avol Mitzdarfen LeEdus Acheres, but they could join with somebody else who gives the same measurement. We don't throw out the testimony. Now the Gemara gives us a really interesting description. Tanur Rabbanan Re'inu B'mayim. We saw it in water. In other words, they saw a reflection. Re'inu ba'ashashias, we saw it through a glass. Re'inu ba'ovim, we saw it through clouds. Ein ma'idin alav. That is not an acceptable testimony. It's interesting, the Lashon and Gemara, they don't testify on it. But in other words, that is not acceptable testimony. Chetziyav b'mayim, part of it we saw in the water. Chetziyav ba'ovim, part of it in the clouds. That's also not acceptable. Ask Gemara, Hashtakula Amrit. Lo. When you say that all of it that way is not acceptable, do we need to tell you that half is also not acceptable? It's not acceptable. They didn't see the moon. If part of it was in the water, part of it was Birakia. Chetziyav Birakia. Half of it was in the sky. Or chetzi of ba'ovim, chetzi of rikia. Part of it was in the cloud, part of it in the sky. Chetzi of ba'shoshes, chetzi of rikia. Ein ma'idin, even though part of it they saw legitimately, they have to see all of it legitimately. In the Hava Amina, we thought chetzi of meant that he only saw half of the moon in the reflection of the water. He didn't see anything else. Here, the water was also in the eye view of the sky, but part of it he saw in the water, part of the sky. Chidush is that doesn't join together. Tanur Rabbanan Re'inu V'shuv Lo Re'inuhu. They say we saw it. We saw the new moon. And then we looked up and it was gone. Ein ma'idin alav. That's not acceptable. Asks the Gemara, why is it not acceptable? Kol Hachi Chazu Lavazli. Do they have to see it the whole time until the moment that they testify? Amar Abaye. Abaye explained. Hachi Kamar. Re'inuhu Me'elenu. V'shavnu L'roso Midatenu V'lo Re'inuhu. Abaye explains that they thought that they saw it, and then they attempted to see it better, and they couldn't find it. So then, Eime Eden Love. My time, what's the reason? Eimar, because we should presume, Kuvisa Deva Baalmahu Dechazi, that what they saw was something shaped like the moon, but it was really a cloud. That's why when they looked up again, they didn't find it. However, if they're sure that they saw it, then they don't have to have seen it the whole time. We get to the next mission. Reish Bezin, Oim Mekudish V'chala Am, Oinin Acharav, Mekudish, Mekudish. When the Reish Bezin accepts the testimony on behalf of the entire Bezin, so then he says Mekudish, and everybody answers Mekudish, Mekudish. Bein Shinir Bezmanai, Bein Shalim Mizmanai, Mekadshanai, so this proclamation is made in both instances. Whether it was seen in its expected time, or it was actually Bezdin sanctified the month later on, when Adam did not come on the 30th day, so then of the month, then they make the 31st day Rosh Chodesh. You don't proclaim the 31st day because the heavens already automatically make the 31st day Mekudesh, and there's no need for Beis Din to proclaim. We learn that Mishra Reish Beis Din says Mekudesh, Menani Mili says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chia, Bagam, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Sholom, Amar Rabbi, Amar Krah, Vayidaber Moishas, Menani Dei Hashem, Mikan, Shereish Beis Din, Omer Mekudesh. That the Pasuk says Mekudesh, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rosh Beis Din. So too, we see that the Rosh Beis Din is supposed to tell Klal Yisrael the Rosh Chodesh. V'chol Amayin Machra Mekudesh Mekudesh Minol. And how do we know that everybody responds? Amar Papa Amar Kura Asher Tikru U Osam. Tikru plural. Kari Bey, but the plural, how are we going to turn it into not Osam, Ba'atem. In other words, you plural. In other words, the multitudes of Klal Yisrael. Nachmar Yitzchak Amar Elehem Mayadei. Heim Yoimru. These are Elehem Mayadei. Chazal Darshan that Heim also refers to them proclaiming it. Heim Yom Mekudesh Mekudesh Trezim Nilamali. Why do we say it twice? Says the Gemara. Dechsiv Mikra'e Kodesh. The callings of Kodesh. Mikra'e is plural. Referring, Chazal here say, to many calling out that it is Mekudesh. In the Mishnah, we learn Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik said, "Im loy nirmizmanu mekadshin oisai shikvar kidshua shamayim." That once it's been sanctified in heaven, then Beis Din is not mekadish. It says Gemara three lines before the wide on Chavdalad Amalav Tanya Pelima Omer bizmanu mekadshin oisai shle bizmanu mekadshin oisai. The exact opposite. Pelima is quoted in Sanhedrin. Pelima is the name of a Tana who the Gemara describes in Menachos on Daf Lamed Zayin as being a Talmud of Rebbe and being muflid. Beprishos v'chasidus. You don't need a title Hagon HaTzadik to be someone who is mufrush beprishos muflog beprishos v'chasidus. He's a Talmud of Rebbe, and he said the exact opposite of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik says we don't proclaim it on the 31st day. We do on the 30th, and Plimo says the opposite on the 30th, which is Bizmano. We don't proclaim Shel Bizmano. We do proclaim. Another opinion, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, Ben Kach, Ben Kach, Hei Mekadshos. In both cases, we don't proclaim. Kinsdin is on the wide line, Chavdalad Amalaf. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem Eshnas HaChamishim. When it comes to Yovel and Parshas Behar, there it's mentioned that we're supposed to sanctify the 50 years. Shonim Atem Mekadesh, V'yatem Mekadesh Chadoshim. And therefore, we sanctify is specifically years and not months. So there are many different opinions. The Gemara continues on the second line. I reviewed on Mishmuel, Lachik Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, and we don't sanctify the month if Beis Din does it de facto when no one came on the 30th day. Amar Abaye Afanan Nami Tanina. Abaye supports this position as well. We learned in a Mishnah later on on Chafeim Abayz Ru'u Beis Din V'chol Yisrael Nechgru Eidim V'lo Hispikot Loimar Mekudesh Atshecha Sheicha Harezem Ubar. If Beis Din and all Yisrael were interrogating the Edom. They were interrogating the Edom because they need to verify what the Edom saw. And they weren't able to sanctify the month on the 30th day. So then, in such a case, the previous month was Me'ubar. It was 30 full days. Now, most of the Mishnah, says Abaye, what we could deduce is that it says, Hareze Me'ubar. Me'ubar in, comma, Mekudesh lo. That's Me'ubar, but it's not Mekudesh. The Gemara, though, is docha this proof. Maybe that's not what Me'ubar is trying to emphasize. Me'ubar, it's trichale. The fact that it says Me'ubar doesn't mean to say that you don't say Mekudesh. You need that for a different reason. I would have thought, this was a case, remember, that everybody saw the moon. So if it was well known, so then I would have thought that they would say, we didn't get the opportunity to say Mekudesh, but at the end of the day, everybody knows the 30th day was really supposed to be the Rosh Chodesh. However, u bezn chay Yisrael pirsim avalole abrua. Everybody knows about it, and therefore it would not be a leap month, and the month would be 29 days and not 30 days. Kamash malon, the chiddush is no, that if they weren't able to say Mekudesh Mekudesh, then the month is not sanctified. Mark continues with another Mishnah. Five lines from the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Demus tzuras levon hayelai the Rebbe Gamliel betavla. There were different shapes of moons, different types of moons that Rabbi Gamliel had posted on a board, on a wall in his attic. He showed the simple people like me who don't really know very much about astronomy, and he said to them, did you see it like this, or do you see it like that? How could he have these shapes? Well, see, but doesn't the Pasuk say this is important, Gemara, in terms of the prohibition of making Avodah Zarah? What exactly qualifies as an illegal shape in the Torah? We have in the Aseret HaDibros, Lo Sasun Iti Klei Chesev Uklei Zav. Says the Gemara, Vaksi Lo Sasun Iti, Lo Sasun Kidmus Shimshai. Chazal Darshan, that you shouldn't make shapes of the sun. Amar Abayi Lo Asur Tarei Lo Shimshin, Shef Shalasso Sun, Shef Shalassos Kimosan. You're only prohibited to make actual things that are to scale, to size, that would be the normal size of those items. Kidisani, as we learn in Bryce, Lo Yasa Adam Beis Tivnis, Ichal, a person is not supposed to make a replica of the Beis HaMikdash, Achsadra, or a replica of the portico of the Beis HaMikdash, Tavnis HaUlam, or the size of the actual Heichal, Chatzer, neither as well the Chatzer, Kineged Azar, which was outside of the Azar of the Beis HaMikdash, Shulchan Kineged Shulchan, or the exact same model of Shulchan, Menorah Kineged Menorah, Avol, Osa Shel Chamish V'Shel Shish V'Shel Shman V'Shel Shiva, Lo Yase, but he can make a menorah 5, 6, or 8 branches, but not 7 like was in the Migdash. Afilu Shoshamini Mitachos. Even if he's going to use a different type of metal, if it's to scale, it's going to be prohibited. Rashi explains, because a non-gold menorah is kosher for the Migdash, that the Gemara describes in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara describes that for the Nes of Chanukah, we actually used a wooden menorah. And that's what the Gemara here reiterates as well. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Av shel Eitz l'yasa k'derech sh'asu malchus beis chashmonoi, that in the time of the miracle of the chashmonoim, they used a wooden menorah. Amar lei misham raya, shifudin shel bar zahayu. Gemara says that there were those who reject and said, no, it was made of steel. V'chipum ba'etz. And it was covered with wood. Excuse me. This is not ba'etz, but rather is chipum biva'atz. Atz is a type of lead. They covered it with a type of lead to make it look better. Heshiru. After the Beis Chashmonoi became wealthier, Asum Shel Kesef, then they made of silver. Chazru. Heshiru, and then they became wealthier, Asu Shel Zahav, they made it of gold. So the prohibition of something is to replicate it. But, of course, a sun and a moon you can't replicate. So in such a case, there would be no problem with Rebbe Gamliel. Asks the Gemara, V'shamshin Shiev Shel Asosa Kamosa Mishari, and if it's impossible to replicate like a sun and a moon, is it really permissible? Vatanya, but didn't we learn a braisa describing the pasuk in the Aseres HaDibros differently? Lo sasun iti, lo sasun kidmus shimshai hamisham shimim lefanai bimarom. That there's another way Chazal understand, and that is, don't replicate those things that serve in my constellations. Definitely a moon qualifies as that which serves in the constellations. Amar Abaye, Abaye answered, lo yasra teira, no. It's not all of those things that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the constellations. The Torah prohibits El Dmus Arba Ponim Bahadi Adadi. Something that has 4 different faces in one entity. And that, Rashi explains, are the Chayos HaKodesh that surround HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod. The heavenly celestial beings that have 4 faces. Elemeata, parts of Adam Lechudei Tishri. But if that would be so, then you would say an average human face would be acceptable. Alama Tanya, but why did we learn in Brisa Kol Partzufas Mutar and Chutzim parts of Adam that the face of a human being would be prohibited? Amravun Brei Dravida Mefarkin Da Abaye Shmili Lo Sasun Iti Lo Sasu Iosi. Don't make something which is like me that even includes a human dimension. Kemare Adam Alav Milamala, the Pasuk Yecheskel, the first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes appearing as if he has a human face. So aside from a human face, Ushar Shamashin Mishari, but are everything else acceptable? Asks the Marva. Time didn't we learn? Lo sasun tin lo sasun kidmus shimshai hamisham shlofanim b'marim kigon afanim usrafim v'chayis hakodesh u'malachei esharetz. All type of celestial beings are prohibited. Amar Rabbi lo asur tare ela shimshin shebemodur ha'elyon. Only those things that are really far up. In other words, the angels that are on the seventh level of heaven. However, the constellations, which are below, Rashi says they're on the second of the heights of heaven. So then in such a case, it would be acceptable. Ask the Marvish, Mamadora Tachton Mi Shari, the lowest are acceptable, where the sun and moon are, etc., are acceptable. Vatanya, Asher b'shamayim l'rabos. The Pas says that they are considered idols, la sason and ti, those things, asher b'shamayim. So that comes to include the sun, ulavanu kacham azolos. And when it says, mimal, asher b'shamayim, mimal, l'rabos malachei ashar, it comes to include the angels. So we see the suns are also prohibited, even though they're not in the seventh rakia. Says the answers the Gemara, kita and hila of them. The prohibition is to serve them, to worship them. Asks the Gemara, but everything is prohibited to worship except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ilavdam, filo shulshul katan nami. If we're talking about worship, then it's not only those which things that are in the heavens, even a small worm would be problematic. Answers the Gemara, in Hachinami, you're right, this would also be problematic. The Sayin, Sheba Arts, Rabos, Harmon Gvos, Yam Nars, Afikim Ges, Mitachas, L'rabo shoshul katan. It's coming to tell you, even the smallest insect. So the Torah is talking, when it says, Asher b'shamayim, is talking about the worship, and the pasuk emphasizes different things in different places. In the heavens, it emphasizes the sun. In the ground, vis-a-vis the ground, it emphasizes the insect. However, there, as of now, we haven't found the prohibition of making the shape of a moon, of drawing a moon, making a figurine of a moon. Asks the Gemara, is that true, that it is permissible? Vasiya gedrei dasa mishari. Is it permissible to make all of these things, including a moon, if he doesn't make it with the intention to serve them, to worship them? Vatanya, but then we learn in Brisa, lo sasun iti, lo sasun kidmus, shimshayim shamshon lefanai, kigon, chamo ulevano, kochav mazalz. It says, beferish, that you shouldn't make these things, question mark. So, now we've come down to the conclusion that it would be problematic, because the Beferish Rabbis that says that it's problematic, question mark. Answers the Gemara, 7 lines before the Wadah Chavdalan, Mebeiz, Shani, Rebingam, Leah, Dachirim, Asulah. He didn't make it, Goyim made it for him. So it would be prohibited, it seems, for a Jew to do it. Asking Gemara, Rav Yehuda, Dachirim, Asulah. But Rav Yehuda had others do it for him. Amal Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Shinana, Sami, Einai, Didain. In other words, destroy this item that I'm seeing, so I won't see it because you made a picture of something that is prohibited based on Pasuk Loisasun Iti, asks the Gemara. Answers the Gemara an important klal in the halachos that relate to figurines. Hasam Chaismoi Boiletu. Rabbi Yehuda had made a case, instance, where the drawing protruded from the wall. Sounds something along lines that it was not two-dimension, but it was three-dimension. Umishum chashada, and that raised a chash of Avodah Zarah. Kedisanya, as we learned, tabas chosama bolet aser lanicha, that you're not allowed to leave a three-dimension object around. Umotar lachtom ba, or you're allowed to use it to create a sign, a signet. Here, what the Bryce is referring to is when it says lanicha, you now leave it around, you're not allowed to wear it on your finger. However, what if it's not three-dimensional, but rather shokea? It is engraved, not outward, but inward. In other words, there's indentation that creates that figure that when you apply ink to it, it will still make such a sign, but there's nothing that protrudes. So then, in such a case, mutar lahanicha, then you're allowed to wear it, va'asar lachtom ba, but you're not allowed to sign with it. The reason that you're not allowed to sign with it is because if using wax, so then the wax will create the figure on the paper. And for that reason, it's prohibited. Asks the Gemara, the first wide line, are we concerned about chshad, that people are going to think that you're keeping avodah zara? Vahi beknishta, there was a story in a shul, the Shafi Yosef, that was a place that was called Shafi Yosef. Binarda was in Arda, the Havibe in Darta, that it had a tselem, a figure of a king. Vavi alei Rav Shmuel Vavod Shmuel Vlevi Umatzlosam Loi Chai Shilich Shada, and all these great Amorim, Rav Shmuel, Shmuel's father, and Levi all daven there? Question mark. Since it wasn't used for worship, it was permissible. Says Gemara Rabim Shani, that when we're dealing with something that has many people around, it's not something that's personal to an individual, but it's a public area of a shul, so then there is no one who's being a bichoshed, that someone's serving avodah zarah in the shul. Asks the Gemara of Rabbi Gamliel Yachidu, but now we have a problem. Why are we not choshesh that Rabbi Gamliel had these figures of the moon in his private room, that there should be chshad? And says the Gemara, Shkivan de Nasi Ushricha Rabin Gabe, since he was a Nasi, many came to visit him, and therefore no one suspected that he was using it for the wrong purposes. Iba Yisema de Prokimu. Some say that it was made of different parts, and he would attach them together, but he never left them in one piece. Viba Yisema, and some say Lislam made of it, that he did it for learning purposes. Uksiv Lo Silma Lasos Avoata Lomod. Lavin ulahoros, that the halacha is that you shouldn't learn for the idols, from the idols. The Torah tells us in Devarim that appear in Eretz Yisrael, the land that you're going to, don't learn from those idols. That's lo silma lasos kesavos hagoyim. Don't learn to do their toeva. However, you're allowed to learn from them in order to know and to teach. To know and to teach av hilchas avodah zarah, and also to know and to teach astronomy as well. And in such a case, there is no gzeira of chshad. Hence, Rabbi Gamliel was able to hold on to these figures. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Dalet. Definitely a nominee for the halacha of the daily daf would be the halachas of figurines and pictures today in regards to the halachos of Avodah Zarah, both on a level of the Raisa, as well as the halacha of Chshat. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Dalet in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.